Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony Arroyo. Welcome back to the Photo Thoughts podcast. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and YouTube. Today, I'm joined by Nico Robinson, who is much more than just a photographer. Hello, Nico. How you doing?
Good, Anthony. How are you doing, brother?
Brother, I'm doing good. So I just want to get into it. Nico, can you please give us your story of your background and how you've gotten to this point today and your journey with photography?
Yeah, so like you said, my name is Nico Robinson. I go by, I guess, Nick Robinson on a lot of different social platforms, kind of like, in a way, my artist name, I guess, in a sense. I don't know. It's kind of weird how it's kind of morphed. But anyway, yeah, I've been into photography, I guess, seriously since probably about my freshman year of college. So back in like the fall of 2017. So it's been a long time. Since then, really kind of just found my own style, I guess. Like just kind of, I really like dabble heavy into like the black and white photography and also like film-esque type of like style of editing and photos and stuff, and also shoot a little bit of film as well. So yeah, that's kind of who I am, I guess. I've done a little bit of everything from like gotten a few photos published, gotten worked with like a lot of different creatives here in Des Moines, doing anything from like taking photos of like sports to portraits to landscapes to travel photos, like a little bit of everything. So, you know, that's kind of my style and I guess who I am.
But one thing that really interests me about your photography is like I feel like you have a very different relationship with photography than most people, because I see how you put out photos like constantly and it's just like moments. Like just little things. Like we're not talking about you go out on a set or whatever, you got lights. No, you're just there, you're documenting. That's how I see your photography. So explain to us more like the relationship that you think you have with photography and how it differs from most people.
Yeah, I think that my relationship with photography is like, I don't know, it's very like non-traditional, I would say, in a sense, because a lot of like my friends specifically and like other photographers that I follow, they're very like into the poses and like the this and that type thing, you know, so, and like they're all about lighting and this and that, right? But I think that when it comes to my style, typically I'm using like a point and shoot. Like I use like a Canon G7X point and shoot camera to get into specifics. Like, and I'll take that when like I go to the bars or like, you know, go to events in the city or something. And, you know, I'll just kind of document it. And the thing that like I'll do even like with my friends is like, I'll take a photo of them and, you know, they'll be like, hey, what does that photo look like? And I'm like, bro, you're not going to see it until tomorrow morning when I just mass text you with the photo. That's it. Right. So like, in a way, it's kind of like film. And that's kind of like how I've been treating my photos nowadays, is like, I don't like getting caught up in the moment of like being able to instantly see it. And I think that like, that's what it takes away from like being in that moment in that experience, I guess. So I really do kind of treat it like it's film, and I edit it to look like film as well. So then like, it's just this moment that, I don't know, the way that I look at photos is like, there's not gonna be the exact same photo ever again. Like there's gonna be something that's always different regardless of, you know, when you take the photo to the next time you take the photo. It could be like, even if you're doing like the constant, like what do they have on like the iPhones, like the burst mode or something like that, yeah. Right? Yeah, it's like all photos are different. So I try to just treat it like that, man. Like, and it's just capturing someone in like their actual, I guess, scene, in this actual scene, I guess. I don't know. That's just the way that I kind of treat it. And in a way, I guess, like, it's always cool to like see my friends like post my photos like for things like birthdays and just like big events. Like a lot of my homies, they use my photos as like their Tinder pictures. So I think that's kind of funny. That's something that I kind of hold near and dear to my heart. So, you know, it's kind of just cool to kind of be the kid with that's always got the camera on him and just kind of takes photos of his friends. So, you know, it's kind of the way
I love that. So do you think, like for me, when I'm shooting digital, it's a whole different vibe. Like the way I approach it is so different. When I shoot with film, I shoot way differently. Like I think I talked about this a little bit before in a different video, but when I shoot with digital, it's mostly my work. It's mostly like portrait stuff, or I'm doing an event or whatever. And I think I'm gonna shoot with it differently because it's big, it's bulky, it's a professional type deal. When I'm shooting with any kind of film camera, it could be one from the 50s, it could be medium format, it could be 35, whatever, instant film. Like I shoot it way different. Like I'm shooting for environment. I'm shooting for like, oh, what did I call it? It's a man. There's a word. Oh, it's called oh my gosh, it's right there. I just want to talk about like how do you treat when you're shooting with like a digital camera toward like how do you compare that to when you're shooting like with a film camera, point and shoot or an SLR or whatever?
I think that film and digital, it's so just drastically different. You know, like you're obviously like I'm able to view my point and shoot camera, like I'm able to view the photo that I just took instantly if I wanted to. And but with film, there's just it's you kind of have to just like guess, and then it's like I won't get to see this photo until I get it back from the lab, basically, right? So it's like there's kind of something that's like really beautiful about that, I guess. And that's like why I think I choose to, you know, not view the photos instantly, just because like I want to see like when I get back to my laptop and I edit these photos, I want to see what I got, right? I don't want to like, you know, try to make everything perfect, I guess, in a sense. That's kind of like my style. I'm just like, it's so far from perfect, but it's just raw and it's document. It's docu-style. Like that's kind of the style that I try to go for. And, you know, a lot of these like photographers that are out there in the world today, it's like, you know, it's a lot of it is very close to similar and the same. So I try to separate myself, I guess, from that. And with the film stuff, I think that I do try to just treat it like really differently, but also at the same time, when I'm taking a film photo versus a digital photo, I always kind of know what I'm gonna get with a digital photo regardless of what I take it with or whatever, right? But when I'm doing film, it's almost like it's like an art piece, you know? It's like I don't know what I'm gonna get, and every single film photo is gonna be different between like the exposure, the light leaks, like the grain, like it's always going to be different, right? So like that's kind of the beauty behind shooting film, and that's what I really enjoy about shooting film as well.
Same here, definitely agree. So who or what feeds you inspiration for your photography?
I think that lately, you know, I look at like so many different forms of inspiration. Like I don't just look at other photographers, like I look at, you know, directors of like films, I look at like TV shows, I look at old photos, like I look at a lot of like hip-hop stuff, like really like a little bit of everything. Like I've really just kind of surrounded myself with a lot of different street culture since I was really young, so like that's kind of just the way that my style, I guess, has sort of morphed into this. Like nowadays, like really, if you between like the followers or the people that I follow on my social medias, right, I see a lot of people, they post film nowadays. Like they go and they buy the disposable camera, right, and then they just go out for a weekend, take a bunch of photos, and then they get their exposures back, and then it's like, let's just post these to the gram, right? So really, I'm kind of like, in a way, like it's not everybody that's doing this, but it's there's a healthy amount, I think, of people that are kind of doing this, I guess, that kind of style and S that I guess that I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Another thing I want to talk about with you is like all these different accounts you have. So you have like 20, or is it 2220 Vision? Mm-hmm. Your, I think it's your regular account, like Sam. Is it Samo VHS? How do you like? What is that? What does that
mean?
Yeah, so
Samo VHS. Basically, Samo is like, I don't know if you've heard of Jean-Michel Basquiat. I don't know if you know who that is.
I don't think
he is a very he's known as Basquiat, basically. But he was a contemporary painter back in like the 80s and the 70s. And he ran with like Andy Warhol and stuff. Mm. And he was the first, I believe, first black male painter to sell a painting for over $100 million. Like, and this was like after his death too. So that's like another form of inspiration for me, is like painting and like stuff like that. So but Samo comes from him. So basically like his graffiti name before he was like this painter and known as his own name, he went by Samo, and it basically just means like same shit, different day. So I just kind of took that, and then so I just kind of used that. And VHS, I'm big into like, you know, the old style like film VHS type stuff. So I just kind of took that and put it together, and same old shit, VHS. That's basically like the naming behind that.
Dope. Okay, so basically I just wanted to ask, like, what are the purpose of the three different Instagram accounts that you have? Is there another one? I'm not missing one, am I?
So then I have like my Nick Robinson account, which is just like my photography account. So yeah, basically like I would say that my Nick Robinson account, like, I made these accounts like so long ago, so it's like it's hard for me to like kind of keep up with it now, but like so I use my Nick Robinson account. That was kind of like my birth to my photography Instagram. Like, that was what that was for. It slowly kind of morphed into like what I want people to see, you know, like, well, like if you're like somebody that like I've met fresh off the street, I tell you to follow that Instagram, right? Cause I post like a little bit of like personal stuff on there, but I also post like my work and photography and stuff like that. And my Samo VHS Instagram is basically like my personal life. It's just like, you know, a lot of photos of my family. Like, you know, I'll post like some poems on there. Like, I'll post a little bit of everything. You know, like just random little photos of like, you know, things that are inspiring me at the moment. And my 2220 Vision account I use as like a mood board, basically. So that's kind of, and I've also like, that's like, it started as like my clothing and like, you know, my creative endeavors, I guess. And then it slowly morphed into just me posting random photos that I've found to just inspire me. And then, you know, I'll post like, if I'm working on a creative project, I'll post that. Or, you know, if I'm thrifting something, I'll do that there too. So it's a little, it's kind of like a catch-all Instagram, basically.
Okay. And another thing that I just remembered that we touched on before we started recording was like how you haven't been really like, you said you weren't really like creating anything recently, right?
Yep, I haven't really been like, you know, diving into anything super crazy. Like, I wrote a book right when I graduated college, and since then I've kind of just been chilling. You know, I'm trying to like, you know, take my little hiatus. Yep, that's the book right there. Shout out to Ant.
Go peep. Can people still buy this?
Yeah, my first book is available on my website, 2220vision.com. If anybody wants to go check it out, I guess.
We'll for sure do the plugs.
I'm not one for the plugs. I'm not one for the plugs. So, you know.
Oh, we're definitely plugging you.
Yeah, I'm kind of just like, I kind of like to think of myself as like a man of mystery, you know. Not a lot of people know a ton of stuff about me. Yeah, and I just like, I like to keep it that way, you know. Unless if you're like one of the close people that are like on one of my Instagrams, and it's like, hey, that's what you get to know.
Oh, God. But,
yeah, kind of cool.
So talking about that a little bit more, so are you going through like any type of like a, what do you call it, like a drought, or like where you're just like, you know what, I want a break. Like, I don't.
I think that, I don't know. I think that every year, right? I don't know if it's like a seasonal thing or what, but I'll go through these moments where I'm like really like everything's flowing. Like the artistic like vision is flowing through my body. Like I could go over here and do this, like do some painting, do some podcasting, do this, do that. Like I've kind of like tried to like get into every single artistic, like, I guess, scene in a sense, like besides like music. I don't really dabble into the music stuff, but basically like I'll do that for a couple of months and then I will literally just kind of drop off the face of the earth and just do my shit and just kind of, you know, figure out what I want to do next, right? Because like I think that I get into this mode where like it's very constant and it's very like all the same to me, and I'm very like just analytical and very like hard on myself and the things that I'm creating, and I want to take the time to just figure out what it is that I want to say next. So you know, like if you look at like my Instagram, like it's, I like to tell stories with my photos, like that's just what I like to do, you know. Like a lot of my friends, like I said, like they post them and it's like one of their favorite photos. Like a lot of like when I look through, like I'll be looking through like my story, like my Instagram story, and I'll see like who viewed my photo or who viewed my story, and like half of the profile pictures will just be like stuff that I've taken, which is kind of cool, you know. So it's like I'm still like creating like while I'm like, you know, because I always like whenever I leave the house I always have my camera on me, so you know, I'm just like, you know, constantly at least still taking photos, but I'm not like posting them, you know. Unless it's like, you know, I'll like update my stuff weekly like on my my private Instagram, but other than that, I just kind of, I like to just take the time, man, and just figure it out. I kind of like to, one of my big inspirations is like Frank Ocean, and he like, you know, obviously like takes like 4-year breaks in between albums, and I kind of like to do that like on a monthly basis, like just like drop something here and then just not even think about it after that. So that's kind of the way that I kind of go about my artistic process, I guess. Yeah. It's a little different. But, you know, that's just kind of how I go about it.
So, okay, let's say, like, in a couple months, how are you going to ramp back into, like, a new project? Like what are some things you do that are like, okay, I got some new ideas, now I want to attack them? Like, tell us about that process.
I think that lately, so, like, I guess I'll talk about, like, what I'm kind of thinking about, like, right now, I guess. Lately, I've been like diving into a lot of old media. Like you see it all over the place. Like, you know, I'm big into like CDs, you know, like boombox, like, you know, skateboarding, like magazines, like all this old stuff that we don't get anymore. Like having these tangible objects around me, I think is like, and like records and stuff like that. It's like that stuff that really inspires me. And I think that what I typically do is I gravitate towards those things, and then I'll kind of just like figure it out. Like it'll be like, maybe if I'm listening to some music, right, and there's like one lyric that kind of just sticks out to me, I'll kind of take that and just kind of run with it, and like that'll be like my main form of inspiration. And I guess that'll kind of create this like whole different character, I guess, in a sense of what I'm trying to go for in this next like project or book or whatever it is that I'm creating at the time.
Love that.
Yeah. Damn. It's kind of weird, but my mind's always racing, I guess. So
yeah. All right, I'm gonna finish out with this last question. So if you are talking, let's say, to a younger person and they're like, yo, I want to get into photography, this, that, and the third, and I feel like you're like we said, you're a mysterious, you're a different kind of guy. Your photography is very different than most people like in this city. How would you approach that conversation with someone who's younger and is aspiring to get into this art form?
I think that I would just tell them to just be themselves, be authentic. You know, I think that that's what like I try to pride myself on, is just, I feel like I'm not being somebody that I'm not. And I think that a lot of people on social media, which is okay, like don't get my message wrong, this is just the way that my brain thinks, right? I think that when I'm scrolling through Instagram and I'm seeing these photos that are quote unquote perfect, right, I just am like, this is a lot of the same, which is cool because then, like, you know, that's the stuff that people like want to see in their algorithms, and it's all about the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And like, me, I just don't think about that. I'm just like, I'm gonna do what I think is cool, and I think that slowly over the course of the last like 4 or 5 years, like it's kind of stuck. And like now, like there'll be a lot of people, like I'll get like a random message, they'll be like, dude, like I love your work, love your photos, love this, love that. And it's like, you know, that's like I appreciate it, like it's stuff that like, you know, it keeps me going, I guess. But in a sense, like I think it's just like being myself is like the greatest thing that I could ask for, you know, and instead of like trying to feed into this popular culture, I don't really care to do that.
Yeah.
So I think that if that was the conversation, that's kind of how I would go about it. And it would really just be, you know, hammer in on your own style and figure out what it is that you want to do with your photos, or, you know, what it is that you want to create, and, you know, find a niche that like hasn't really been tapped into yet, and, you know, just give your own spin on it. Or if it is like something that you really love personally, like, you know, there's a lot of people doing film and stuff and like taking photos of their friends and, you know, just posting it online. Do that, you know, and just put your own spin on it. That's it, you know, just be yourself unapologetically at all times. That's really how I would about it.
I love that. So now is the time. Plug yourself, my guy. The Instagrams, the Twitters, the website, the YouTube. Where can people find you?
Okay, so I guess, God, I hate doing this. I hate doing this with a burning passion. But you can find me, search Neek Robinson on pretty much all platforms, and my name will come up. You can also follow 2220 Vision on Instagram, and my website is 2220vision.com if you want to check out, like, I guess my mood board that is on my website and stuff like that. So yeah, there's like links to like past things that I've created and stuff as well if you want to check those things out. But otherwise, you're gonna have to just dissect this podcast to find anything else. So not one to plug, but just dissect that. Pay attention.
Nice. Well, I just got to finish out. So thank you guys for listening. Nico, thank you for coming on for this short little 20 minutes. Brother,
appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, anytime. So you can find this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, and on YouTube. And you can catch me on next week on the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Peace.
Peace out.